Good morning. You're watching a special edition of Firearms Industry News. I'm Caleb Giddings, and we will have a regular episode of Firearms Industry News coming out today. However, that segment was pre-recorded, which is why this isn't in it. Today, we're talking about who is Roundhill Group. When the sale of Remington's assets was announced, and we all found out that the Remington brand and their manufacturing facilities had been sold to a company called Roundhill Group, pretty much everyone's collective reaction was, who the heck is Roundhill Group? And that's actually a really good question, because there was some misinformation, which I actually reported, that they were based out of Virginia, and that was based on Google searches and also a mainstream media source that had reported the same thing. That's incorrect. That's not who they are at all. So today we're going to take a look at who Roundhill Group is, and more importantly, how they found out that Remington's assets were for sale. And that is where things get shady. Now, before we do this, I do want to thank a viewer. I got a tip from one of the viewers of our YouTube coverage about this. That was enough to point me in the right direction and set me off on this chase. So thank you to the guy who sent that in. It's appreciated, and we are going to hopefully blow the lid off this one. And it is a lid that definitely needs to come off. So here's the story. Roundhill Group is a venture capital company. They buy stuff. That's what they do. Its primary manager is a guy named Scott Sura. And if you search through Scott Sura on Bizipedia and online, he's been doing this, you know, for a long time, owning companies, buying them, selling them, blah, blah, blah. Your typical VC type dude. There's really nothing in his profile that would raise a red flag. Now, in his declaration to the court, he said that he was made aware that Remington's assets were for sale by his business partner, Richmond Italia. So if you Google Richmond Italia, you find out that he is the CEO of a company called GI Sports. What the hell is GI Sports? GI Sports is a company that makes paintball stuff. And they sell paintball stuff, they make paintball stuff, they do a lot of paintball-related stuff. Richmond Italia is their, according to his LinkedIn bio, is their CEO. He definitely sits on their board of directors. How did Richmond Italia find out that Remington's assets were for sale to tell his friend Scott Sura? Well, one of the other guys who sits on the board of directors of GI Sports is none other than current Remington CEO, Ken D'Arcy. So let me see if I can paint that in a very clear picture. Ken D'Arcy is the CEO of Remington, and you could make the argument that he is the guy who's responsible for running Remington into the ground. He sits on the board of directors of this paintball company, GI Sports, with Richmond Italia. According to Scott Sura's declaration that he gave to the court, to the bankruptcy court, Ken D'Arcy told Richmond Italia that Remington's assets for sale. Richmond Italia told Scott Sura that Remington's assets for sale. And then Scott Sura went about doing the due diligence of hiring his lawyer, investigating the possibility of making a bid, blah, blah, blah. Now, this is all technically legal. And it's one of those situations. The court let the bid go through. It let the sale go through. So now Remington's assets and brand are one degree of separation removed from the same CEO who ran it into the ground. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't like that. And I don't know about you guys, but that really almost seems like a conflict of interest to me. And I swear, if there is a press release in the next week where Roundhill Group says, we're keeping Ken D'Arcy on as CEO of Remington, I am going to flip out. Not actually flip out, but you get the idea. This stinks. This is one of those something is rotten in Denmark moments, and I am not happy about it. Because again, let's go through this whole process again. Ken D'Arcy, current CEO of Remington, also probably the guy who ran it into the ground. I mean, like, he was in charge of Remington in the best gun market we've ever seen since 2013, and he couldn't sell guns. So Ken D'Arcy, current CEO of Remington, sits on the board of directors of GI Sports with Richmond Italia. Ken D'Arcy, the CEO of Remington, tells Richmond Italia that they should put in a bid for Remington's assets. Richmond Italia goes to his buddy Scott Sura, who runs Roundhill Group, and says we should put in a bid for Remington's assets. Scott does all the due diligence, bid goes in, bid gets approved. This is all public record, by the way. This is not conjecture or anything on my part. It's all out there in the open. And what we have is the CEO of Remington telling his buddy to buy Remington's assets. And again, it's legal, but it's shady, and I don't like it. That is it. That's all we have to report. We now know who Roundhill Group is. It's a guy named Scott Sura and his buddy Richmond Italia, the paintball magnet. And Richmond Italia knows the current CEO of Remington. And that has created, at least to me, what appears to be a conflict of interest. Again, we'll have a regular episode of Firearms Industry News coming out around 10:30 Eastern Time, but we wanted to get this out to you first. I'm Caleb Giddings. Thanks for watching.